You Can't Make It Up, show number 188, Ken, for Monday, January 23, 2012.
It's a lot of numbers.
It is. Speaking of numbers, it's below zero. It's like five below up here. We're in Mother Nature's meat locker this morning.
Well, we're at toasty 10.
Heat wave. I think I'm going to go south, like Connecticut.
Well, like the show.
Just ignoring that whole thing. Ken, if I might.
Yes, you might.
You know, there are a lot of high-profile, usually murder, major crime trials where the judges say, look, no cameras, no TV cameras in here.
Right, yes.
Well, there's a station in Ohio, CBS affiliate Channel 19, WOIO. They've been trying to cover the Jimmy DeMora trial. He's a former county commissioner charged with racketeering. Now, that's never happened before.
No.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, they said, well, look, we don't want to do that schmaltzy artist sketches of testimony and reading from the transcript. So here's what we're going to do.
Now it's time for our daily lampooning of the Jimmy DeMora trial, sometimes absurd, frequently comical, and always circus-like testimony at the heart of that county corruption trial. The testimony is real. The puppets are not tonight in the Puppets Court.
Yes, puppets.
Welcome back to Puppets Court. The testimony you're about to hear is real. On the stand, Ferris Kleem, who admits to the judge he paid for the Vegas trip for Jimmy DeMora, including $8,000 in gambling money and one prostitute named Suzanne.
Did Suzanne indicate how much money she wanted?
I remember thinking if it was more than 1,000, I wasn't going to do it.
Did you ever describe Mr. DeMora to Suzanne?
Yes, I did, after I gave her the money.
And how did you describe him?
I said, he's a very nice man, but he's, large.
Ferris!
Yeah, was that the best or what?
Yeah, she's good. A little chatty, but good. I'm gonna go and grab a quick bite at this Chinese restaurant. Hey, thank you, though. It was excellent.
No problem, buddy.
What did he say about her?
That she talks a lot, and he told me that he told her he was county commissioner. He mentioned that they had sex or something along those lines.
How did you react that he told Suzanne he was county commissioner?
I told him, are you nuts? Why would you tell her that?
I'm horrified.
Yeah, we all are.
Complete coverage of the trial continues tomorrow. And the Puppets Court appears each weeknight right here at the end of 19 Action News at 10.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, could you imagine some poor guy, a little hungover from last night, tunes in the middle of that? What? That's the news.
We're going to put a link out there to the video, folks. Channel 19 in Cleveland actually is doing a puppet show to cover a corruption trial. And yes. I must say, I've never seen TV news done better.
Please tell me they're never going to win a Peabody.
Their news director, Dan Salamone, who is still employed as we speak.
Why?
How long? I don't know. Told the Cleveland Plain Dealer, that's that rag of a newspaper out there, that the station's use of puppets was an attempt to provide a fresh perspective on covering trials.
So we come to?
You cannot make it up.
Well, how formal.
I am building this house brick by brick, board by board. Building this house for my love. Building this house for the family. Family we have not yet begun. I am plowing this field seed by seed, row by row. Plowing this field for my feed a family. Family will raise beneath the sun. I will raise these boys one by one, one by one. I will tend these fields in the heat of the summer sun. Just begun building this house.
That is the title track from a brand new album that's coming up. Well, next week it'll be released. That is Megan Carey out of Philadelphia. We'll forgive that last part.
Oh, well, come on now.
Got to be born somewhere.
Everybody got to be someplace, as the late Myron Cohen used to say.
Her music has been described as the passionate vocals of Melissa Etheridge singing the stories of Springsteen to a Paul Simon groove.
They're all in the same building.
And there it is. Yeah, it's her first album in 6 years, coming out January 31st. It's called Building This House, which combines the vocals of Stevie Nicks with the poetic flair of Sean Colvin and Indigo Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you a little bit about her, and then we'll put a link out there so you can read all about this lady. In 1998, Ken, she won Billboard Magazine's esteemed Critics' Choice for Best Newcomer for her first album, New Shoes.
Oh, good for her.
There's been some tragedy in her life which got her back into music. She's had a successful voiceover career. We know one of those, don't we?
Yes, yeah.
Working with us over at the 111.
Mm-hmm.
She has 100 stage credits and theater in U.S. and Europe. Her name is Megan Carey. If you have not heard of her, you're about to. She's going to be big time. And when we close the show today, can't wait to play this tune off her new album. It's called Live. It'll knock your socks off.
I'll dig deep to find what's worth my time in this life. And building this house.
How are you, Ken?
Well, I'm fine with you. Should be in a great mood.
Go Patriots.
I thought you had divided loyalties, though.
I used to have divided loyalties until, back in 08 when the Giants... Mm-hmm. But we're not talking football on the show.
No, but you see, there's another reason why I thought you'd be in a better mood.
Oh.
Because Friday, the 20th, was Penguin Awareness Day. I know that's very near and dear to you. Right?
We need to get the world aware of penguins. Yeah, they're taking over. This is You Can't Make It Up. We do this show every week, every Monday. My partner, Ken, in Connecticut.
It's all my fault.
And this Ken up here in Maine. It is your fault. You came up with this goofy idea.
Yes, and I rue today.
Now in its fourth year, the show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. If you're listening to it somewhere else, someone either pirated us, or they didn't sign the distribution deal. It comes out to be the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much the same net income as you.
Exactly. You can email us if you have nothing better to do. Sometimes we check it. Sometimes even less frequently we write you back. It's feedback at 2kenscomedy.com. You may also follow us on Twitter at 2, the number 2, Kens. Well, we switch from a... an elected official charged with corruption to another story about municipal government.
Yes, yes. You know, I mean, we keep saying it, and these idiots keep proving us true, that municipal government does not attract the best and the brightest, and never does, never will. And the municipality in question today, and I'm not making this up, is the town of Boring, Oregon.
Boring?
Yes. What a great thing. Where are you from? I'm from Boring.
I didn't ask you what you are.
Oh, man. Anyway, here's what the powers that be in Boring did and didn't really think through. Now, what they wanted to do was build a new public park and a plaza to be called the Boring Station Trailhead Park. You know, a public recreation area for the kids and so forth, right? Not a bad idea. Now, they didn't have any tax dollars to pay for it, so what they did is the community solicited donations, and actually they received some $80,000 in contributions. And they also sold something called engraved pavers. I have no idea what an engraved paver is, do you?
Well, no, I know what a paver is. That's that big earth mover, and then they're going to engrave it.
I don't know. That can't be what they did.
Gift wrapped.
So construction proceeded. Everything is going swimmingly, except for one small detail. You see, when completed, the new park where the local townsfolk will be bringing the little kiddies in great numbers, well, they're going to have to share the parking area with 3 adjacent local businesses, one of which is a strip club.
Oh, good. Location.
The strip club called the Full Moon Bar and Grill.
Anything like that strip joint, naked waitress Dunkin' Donuts shop up in
Full
Maine?
View, was it the Full View Cafe or something?
Burned to the ground it did. Don't know how it happened.
Well, anyway, the owner of the property which leases the building to the strip club, now he threatened to sue the town if they didn't allow their patrons to park at that same public area that serves a new kiddies park. So, not wanting to have an expensive legal action on their hands, the community commissioner signed an agreement with that property owner.
Yeah.
As a result, there's going to be times, you know it, when the kids and the children and the parents who visit the park, well, they're going to encounter the patrons of the Full Moon Bar and Grill.
Can you see that birthday party?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to be more embarrassed, the kids or the patrons.
Mommy, can we celebrate this year at Chuck E. Cheese?
Wow. So anyway, there's a guy named Dan O'Dell. He's chairman of a group called the Friends of the Boring Station Trailhead Park Committee.
He's got boring friends.
Now, he summed up their plight this way. He said, in an ideal world, there wouldn't have been this type of agreement with a strip club, but it's not an ideal world.
No, it's boring Oregon.
Nor is boring an ideal name for a town. Man.
Yeah, pay no attention to that strip club.
Oh. I'll tell you what. First thing I do if I'm in city government, I change the name of the town.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Okay, so moving along. I saw this next item on CNSnews.com, or as their tagline says, the right news right now.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Ken, did you know, according to CNS News, that one of the early symptoms of rabies in humans is dementia?
I actually did sort of know that.
Then in that case, this won't surprise you. It sounds like Virginia's attorney general has contracted rabies. Either that, and you're going to hear this report, yeah. Either that or Ken Cuccinelli is just plain nuts.
I vote B.
Cooch, as his Virginia critics like to call him. Really, I don't make it up. Uh-huh. He went off the deep end last week in an interview with CNS. He was actually talking about a relatively new Wildlife Protection Act passed across the river by the District of Columbia lawmakers. Let's listen, shall we?
Okay. According to D.C.'s Department of Health, the rat population has exploded around the occupied D.C. camps since protests began gathering out there in McPherson Square and Freedom Plaza. Are you concerned at all about this?
Oh, absolutely. And much more so than I might have been, say, 2 years ago, because D.C. has a new law as of last year passed by Councilwoman Mary Shea, was the sponsor of it, that doesn't allow them to kill the dang rats. They have to capture them and capture them in families. You go figure out how you're going to do that with rats. And then you got to relocate them. Well, that brings us to Virginia. If you don't relocate them about 25 miles away, according to experts, rodents will find their way back. Well, an easy way to solve that problem is to cross a river. And what's on the other side of the river? Virginia. We're now only allowed to trap them live. No more glue traps, no more crushing traps, no more, you know, snap traps. Nothing like that. And remember, these are mice, rats, raccoons, vermin. It points up the problem that we're going to have in Virginia because of that and because of D.C.'s really outrageous, outrageous treatment of these varmints who, you know, for those who don't remember their history, carried things like bubonic plague. I mean, these are true vermin. This is one of those real life is crazier than fiction laws that D.C. has passed.
Yeah. Cooch, yeah. Here's the thing, Cooch. Uh-huh. Do a little homework, babe. Now, this is the Attorney General of Virginia. You might think that he understands, you know, research. D.C.'s uh-huh. Wildlife Protection Act exempts rats and mice. You can still kill them.
Ah.
Yeah. So, Cooch, there you go. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. I think he missed his calling. He should have been a weatherman.
I like the way he called them those dang rats.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He does have a point, because rats, he said, if you don't relocate them at least 25 miles, they find their way back. And in this case, it's Washington, D.C. Some of them are going to get reelected.
Oh, you knew that was coming. I like the way that D.C. has a rat relocation program.
Don't you love it? So what have we learned today here, children?
Yeah.
You can live in boring Oregon and take your kids for a birthday party at a strip joint. Or relocate your rats to
Virginia.
Yep.
All right. So now one of my favorite targets, and I know yours, mm-hmm. is what has become the wonderful odyssey of air travel.
Oh, man. You know, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Enjoy. You like movies about gladiators.
I mean, you know, listen, I am all for safety and security in the not-so-friendly skies. I really am. But you know what? Aren't you fed up with some of the stuff that those highly trained...
I don't fly anymore.
TSA agents confiscate from air travelers?
If I want to do that, I'll go bang my head against a wall before...
Just shoot me. Well, all these stupid bans on gels and things you can't, you know, they have to be certain size package and this, that, the other thing. I mean, I'll tell you what, in all honesty, I have yet to figure out a way to make a bomb out of my little bottle of Head and Shoulders. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, you might remember reading about or hearing about this brouhaha that happened last month when the TSA agents at a Las Vegas security checkpoint, well, they confiscated a woman's cupcakes. Remember that?
I got your cupcakes, lady.
It's not a euphemism. Well, what they claimed was that the frosting on the cupcakes was a gel, so that's why they confiscated this jar of frosting. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, the owners of the Silver Spoon Bakery in Providence, Rhode Island, they are coming to the rescue of cupcake lovers and air travelers everywhere, or at least they're trying to. They have developed what they're calling a TSA-compliant cupcake.
Gotta love it.
Now, they say it meets all the safety specs, all the regulations. It's exactly 3 ounces in size. It comes in a clear, quart-sized plastic bag. And the packaging is kind of nice, too. You know what the packaging has? It comes with a decorative photo of Richard Nixon, on which are printed the words, "I am not a gel."
I am not. The name of that bakery again?
The Silver Spoon Bakery, Providence, Rhode Island.
I got to find this place.
Yeah. Now, the packaging also has a fake boarding pass that lists their destination as Las Vegas, which is where this whole kerfuffle started in the first place.
Yeah, what's that word?
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. That's right up there with brouhaha.
It certainly is. I was looking for synonyms. And anyway, so all this for a mere $4 a cupcake.
You know, you can't go wrong.
Can't. Now, Kelly Kogan is the owner of the Silver Spoon and Bakery. It says that they don't know if the TSA will actually let you take this TSA-friendly cupcake on board, but they're going to try. They are actually going to test this out at the Rhode Island's TF Green Airport and see what happens.
Yeah.
They don't know if it's going to get through security, but they do know this. The cupcake tastes great. And dare I say that if it does get through security, well, that's just icing on the cake, so to speak.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. TSA, as you well know, no sense of humor.
No, no.
None, no.
Well, it stands to my mind for that stupid agency.
Yeah. You got it. Hey, if you're looking for somebody to follow on Twitter, one of our favorite comedians out there.
Yes.
She's a little goofy.
A little?
Talking about Caprice Crane. She's a little goofy. She's a lot crude. If you get past that, she's downright hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of, and then I'll get back to what you want to do there, sir.
Yes, okay.
This was over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Caprice Crane on Twitter. They called it Facebook because I wonder what my ex is up to. Seemed a little creepy.
Yeah.
And here's my favorite one from Caprice over the weekend. We need an app that will look at our late night texts and say, "Dude, don't send that," before the damage is done.
Yeah, right.
You know, drunk emailing. You ever done that at night?
Well, no. Actually, I'm proud to say that I haven't.
Emailing while under the influence?
No. I can drink and I can email. I just can't do both at the same time.
Same time. Well, we've come to that part of our program where my friend here, he calls it a moment of duh. He also usually calls it a tip of the week, and we usually are trying to help stupid criminals with their lot in life.
Yes, we are, and once again, you are correct, sir. We do have a moment of duh, and it is our tip of the week, and here it is. If you're in trouble with the cops, and due to injuries incurred while fleeing from the cops, you need the aid of a walker to get around, well, chances are you're not going to be able to outrun the cops when you try and flee from them. That's
Is this guy going to make it on a scooter store commercial?
I don't know. But this is not only an educational feature of the program. I think it's also a little bit of a pick-me-up for our audience. Because the subject of our story this week is having such a bad week, you're going to feel better about your week coming up. That would be the consequence here. So this exciting adventure involves a 54-year-old man named Keith Brown. And he's from Waynesboro, Virginia. Now, his troubles with the law began back last month on December 5th when he crashed his Toyota into the South Wayne Avenue Bridge while trying to flee police. So he got out of the car and he jumped off the bridge.
Well, that was his option.
Yes, not a wise move. He did suffer a fractured skull and other injuries, and he was taken to the University of Virginia Medical Center over in Charlottesville. And he was transferred a few days later to the Augusta Health Center in a town called Fisherville. Now, at this point, Mr. Brown was confined to a wheelchair because of his injuries. Mm-hmm. And for reasons beyond understanding and unbeknownst to the police, Mr. Brown was released by the hospital, and he escaped custody because there was no one there who knew where he was, and the police lost track of him. Well, a few days later, police received a report that the injured Mr. Brown was driving again. this time in an Isuzu Rodeo, and despite the fact that because of many numerous previous offenses, he's legally barred from driving. But nope, there he is on the road. So the cops set up kind of a surveillance checkpoint thing, and they have a operation to go find the guy, and they spot Mr. Brown driving over 60 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. But then Mr. Brown's Isuzu, well, it ran aground, much like that Italian cruise ship. He tried to drive through a large pile of mulch and soft clay. He did not get very far. So he couldn't get the car unstuck. Instead, our fearless Mr. Brown exited the car on the passenger side, and he tried to get away on foot. Now, unfortunately, he needed a walker to get around on foot, and that kind of slowed him down, you think?
Yeah. The walker
and he was captured seconds later.
Mr. Brown.
What a day.
You've got a lovely daughter. You're an idiot, but...
Yeah.
Now, imagine if this whole thing took place in Cleveland, and the trial is reenacted by puppets.
Suppose it took place in boring Oregon.
Puppets on walkers.
What would we do without the internet?
Take more naps.
Good idea.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's going to do it, and not a moment too soon. Hey, thank you for joining us at You Can't Make It Up, and thanks again also for your donation to Voices United for Veterans. We're going to assume you did that, because... you're helping homeless veterans everywhere reclaim their dignity and their lives. And by the way, if you're in that predicament yourself or you have a family member, here's a confidential toll-free number for veterans and their families. 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. That's the nationwide Veterans Crisis Line operating 24/7 toll-free. And on our way out, from her new album, Building This House, due out next week, Philadelphia's inspirational dynamo of a singer-songwriter, Megan Carey, and this is Live.
You know, I have a confidential 800 number, so confidential, I don't know what it is.
This program was pre-recorded, so the cast would have time to make a getaway.
I pass a graveyard across the street when I cross a railroad. I lift my feet, I touch the roof, and my angel comes tumbling down. Freedom is just not looking for reasons. Look at the moon or the changing seasons. Who told them they were right and they were wrong? Now I may never know.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2kenscomedy.com.
I'm gonna live like there's no tomorrow. Oh yeah. I'm gonna love like there is no sorrow. Second chance, I have a lifetime to learn this dance. I've made a plan to live until the day I die. And the wind may blow and the rain may fall, but I'm gonna jitterbug right through it all. I'm gonna live like there's no tomorrow. Oh yeah. I'm gonna love like there is no sorrow, no sorrow to fear. It's all coming clear. It's all coming clear. You have loved and you have lost, so you'll play it safe, but at what cost? You gotta live like there's no tomorrow. Oh yeah. You gotta love like there is no sorrow, no sorrow to fear. It's all coming clear.